Happy Canadian Bacon Day, Sean.
Happy Canadian Bacon Day, Melanie.
Wow. The description of this day says it is delicious, sweet, salty, and crispy. Just like me. It's time to celebrate Canadian Bacon Day, and how appropriate, because our Canadian bacon, Jimbo, is out of here.
Goodbye, Jimbo.
That was very sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Bye, Canada.
Bye, Canada. The episode opens and we find a message from our Canadian bacon, Jimbo. I think this is probably my favorite exit message of all time.
It is pretty funny.
It's just really childish and immature, and the fact that he's an old grandpa, I love it. My name is Pangina, and I'm a stupid idiot. P.S. I love you all. P.P.S. except Jimbo.
Yeah. It made everyone laugh.
I love that Pangina read it, and then Blue goes, oh, can you read it again? And then Pangina goes, my name is Blue, and I'm an idiot. Which is a bit of a, not to go far ahead, it's a bit of a shadowing, a foretelling of what is to come.
Foreshadowing. Oh, yeah. Foreshadowing. Ironic foreshadowing.
Not said.
Yeah.
They talk about the reason that Pangina gives for eliminating Jimbo wasn't that she was a threat. It was more so she's like, look, I just don't think she did as well in the challenge. And Mo isn't having it, and in particular, Bag of Chips is not having it.
Your bag is feeling the vengeance.
Bagger is pissed. Bagger is salty.
Yeah. And she's making, yeah. She's pretty much just doing what the producers wanted to do there as well. She's like, give us good TV. We want vengeance. We want strategy. We want, you killed my father. Now I'm going to avenge you in the war.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Janie JK pulls out her lipstick and she picked Jujubee. And this is where I don't think Pangina was genuine in saying that she wanted, this is where I think Pangina was genuine in saying that she genuinely thought that Jimbo did the worst in the challenge. Because she seemed quite shocked when Janie JK pulled lipstick and it wasn't Jimbo.
Yeah. Yeah, which I wasn't shocked at that. I was actually happy. But yeah, it was, yeah, I think she was genuine.
Yeah. I mean,
she's talked about this already, actually, outside of the series, actually, and she said she was more she struggled more with Lemon than she did Jimbo.
Yeah. I can see why she sent Lemon home too. I don't agree with it, but I can see I can understand where she was coming from in the sense where she's like, yeah, but I've seen this act before.
Yeah. With that one, she said she didn't think Lemon should have been in the bottom two. But yeah, that was the choice she made, but she found that one more difficult than this one.
Mm. Yeah, good for her for having to make very difficult decisions.
Yeah, it's the platform they're set up for. It's not easy.
Yeah. They all walk into the workroom. What Bagger is wearing, I don't fucking know. It's like some caftan.
Oh, yeah.
Laundry one, day caftan.
The one that Mo is like, well, I think Mo says like, She clearly wants to free her balls or
Yeah. It's just it looks like something that you would wear on laundry day.
Yeah, I think they said that too. Laundry day, free the
Which is fine, because I mean, how
yes,
many
yes,
times?
and
Look, I'm not against it. I mean, how many times have you come over and I'm wearing like an oversized band t-shirt that I've specifically purchased so then I can walk around in just my underwear and my oversized band t-shirt? I can think of about 10 different times that's happened. In fact, there's been a history of me going to people's houses, not everyone's house, just the special ones, going to people's houses and just being like, hey, can I take my pants off? And before they can say, oh, actually, my pants are off. So maybe I should get like an oversized, like washing day caftan too. So now they're all on couch and it's bloody snatch game.
Yes, snatch game.
It is, right? Yes, it is. It is. Oh my God. I had to double check that for a sec.
This is an interesting snatch game too. Much better than the snatch game of love. Already saying that. The moment they didn't say snatch game of love, I was like, yes, thank God. Oh, I hate
Yeah, there's
snatch game
only
of
been a
love.
couple that have been any good.
Like regular snatch game is good. This one's all right.
Yeah,
Snatch game love sucks.
it does suck. It's funny, right? So they're on the lounge now, like kind of, they're trying to pick these teams. They divided it up pretty much how I thought they were going to divide it up. But this is where it's interesting, right? So Jujubee seemed very nervous and concerned, and she said that she's not good at Snatch Game. The thing is, she did really well last time in Snatch Game when she played Earth the Kit.
Yeah, I think the
That was
times
the
before
first
that she didn't
time.
do though. The times before that she didn't do well. I think that's why.
Yeah, okay. Because the last time she did it, she was really good.
Yeah, she was good as Eartha Kitt. Yeah. But I mean I can understand it. It's like Snatch Game is very hard. I mean, I think she's only once done well, so I think she kind of understands it's fun, but it's also very hard if you don't get the timing right, if you're not in that right zone.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. Unless just yeah. Like even if you're one of the best comedy queens, you can still struggle with this one.
Objectively, do you think before you know about who's doing who and whatever, do you have any concerns about anyone doing particular characters, or do you think that someone's going to do really, really well? What are your thoughts?
I think the most, yeah, straight off the bat, Mariah Carey was a concern. That was like, well, that's never gone down well. Mo's was a concern because Rue was doing his whole, I'm not living for these choices thing he does.
I don't understand Mo either, because Mo is very good at, kind of knowing what works when it comes to character development. So that's where I really was confused that she didn't have ideas that were landing. But when Rue said, oh, Billy Porter, I was like, well, yeah, that's a very Mo choice.
It does make sense, yeah. Especially with the direction Mo's going in now.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But
But
yeah, I agree. Mariah is always a concern because
yeah.
everyone uses the I don't know her, and it's funny once, but that's all you've got.
Yeah, there's only so much else you can do other than maybe Happy New Year.
Yeah, because I think Mariah's got the confidence of someone walking into a shop and not having a shopping list. Someone's used that before. Someone described. Yeah. Someone on the show's used that before. But that's kind of who Mariah is. Like, she's the type of person that she's very confident in not knowing what she's doing. And that's what makes it so funny.
Yeah.
There's only so much you can do with that. I cringed a lot when
Oh,
Gigi
Janie McKay.
said she was doing Cher.
Actually, I didn't know what I thought, actually, of that choice, because I was kind of like, Rue really likes when it's stupid, and the share she was already giving was a little bit stupid. So I was like, Rue might not hate it, was my thought, but I was like, I don't know. It was an odd choice for Juju at the same time.
Yeah, for sure. But I think too, I don't know if this is me being protective. Look, I'm not the biggest Chad Michaels fan, but that's Cher to me.
You're never going to beat that. That's
no,
for sure.
So don't. Yeah.
But at the same time, it's Rue does love Cher. So actually, it wasn't completely. Yeah. I don't know. If you can still make Lou laugh with it, it isn't actually the worst choice. It's only if you bomb, if you completely bomb Cher, though, it's the end of the world, though, I think. That's probably the risk in it.
And I think you hit the nail on the head when I heard you try and say it, but I was too busy talking over the top of you as per usual.
Oh, Janie.
Janie JK.
Yeah, just a bad choice altogether.
I don't think, look, this could be me just being old, maybe. I don't know. But I don't think YouTubers are good people to pick, because not everyone, look, you have people like, you know, Nikki Tutorials and, you know, Jeffree Star and all these other YouTubers that you can argue have millions of people that watch them all the time, but they're not particular. I've never known a YouTuber that's hysterical.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, that there probably are some out there. Like, I think Lemon managed that. Lemon's probably one of the few on
Yeah, you're right. Actually, yeah.
There's but not otherwise there's not many, yeah, that are actually like funny.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't know who they are. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I think it can actually work to be someone that's you've never heard of if it's funny. Like Tamar Braxton, when Roxy did that in season 5, like, no one knew, most people didn't know who that was, and it was just an iconic character. So that's why it worked. So I think, like, the character actually has to be funny.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I hate to say it, but there's not a lot of originality when it comes to, you know, people that do content online. I'm not saying that that's true for everybody, but you have, you know, Jinx Monsoon when she did Little Edie, for example. A lot of people didn't know that reference. I didn't understand the reference, but you could see it in a particular pocket of time in history.
That character is a one-of-a-kind character.
Yeah, that's a one-of-a-kind person. But when you have, like, you know, people like...
And Mae West as well. Yeah,
Mae West.
No one knew who that was, but the voice, done.
When Candy Muse did Patrick Starr, I'm like, that was just Candy Muse dressed up in a turban. I just don't think they go down very well. The other concern I had too was Blue as Mike Myers. I wasn't sure how that was going to go because I'm not usually a fan of somebody doing an impersonation of what's already a fictional character.
I was actually keen for this one.
I think it could go either way because I'm not.
There's a lot of material. I think I thought immediately there's a lot of material you can use for this character anyway.
Yeah, I think so too.
And it's definitely a standout character if you do the voice right and the references well. Like, yeah, I thought it had a lot of potential. So I was kind of like, I was surprised it hadn't been done yet.
Yeah, I think overall, not specifically this example, but I think sometimes what can happen is, okay, I'm putting it out there. I hate it. So you and I grew up in the 90s. We know what The Simpsons is. I've seen a lot of Simpsons in my time.
Yeah, we grew up with Simpsons.
You know what I hate? When people quote The Simpsons in just everyday conversation and that's all they do. And then people go, that person's so funny. They're not funny. The Simpsons is funny. They're just quoting The Simpsons. Like, I used to work with this guy. I don't work with him anymore. But I would politely smile at his, like, Simpson quotes that would just come out of nowhere. And I'm just like, you're nicking someone else's joke. How can I laugh at it? And then I crack jokes and then people go, what's that from? I'm like, it's from nowhere, mate. I'm original. You know what I mean? So I think that's my problem when you have people that are like, I'm going to do an impersonation of Borat or whatever. Like, you're nicking someone else's joke. So I think you can do a character, but it still has to be, you can't go nicking people's jokes. I think that was my concern with it.
Yeah. I guess. It's like part of this game at the same time. It's like you need to give a bit of yourself or like a bit of your own ability to use someone else, what is funny about some other
character. Yeah, for sure. And but, I think that's where it makes it hard when it's a fictional character.
But yeah, it's one of those things. To some degree, you are copying material that's already out there. But at the same time, if you are smart with how you use it or where you place it. I was excited for Bagger's one actually this time.
Me too. I was like, how has no one done this? Have you seen
that? What's it? I've seen it. I've only seen the actual movie once, but I've seen the Dawn and French. I mean, French and Saunders parody of it so many times. I think that's why I watched the movie, because I love their parody of it. It's so funny.
Yeah. It's a great... I love Stephen King. So, it's a very...
It is just a funny movie as well. I used to constantly quote, like, heavens to Betsy, and just as random everyday speech sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I was very intrigued as to how this was going to go, because the character has always been very awkward. But this is kind of, like, I sound like a bit of a hypocrite, because I am, but this is a fictional character already. However, I think it could be done quite well, because... the idea of the movie is not to be funny. And she's going to put it in a comedy context. So I think that's where it can sort of work. But anyway, let's jump into the bloody game, shall we? And assess. Yes. That was really short.
I think I was just watching it.
I've got it running in the background on mute just to make sure I don't forget anything. Now, we have the teams. So we have, to the right-hand side of RuPaul, we have Team Visage. We have Janie JK as James Charles. We have Blue Hydrangea as Mike Myers from the Austin Powers series. We have Mo as Billy Porter. Yes.
Yeah.
To the left, we have Katie Price. What was the name before she was Katie Price? Wasn't it Jordan?
I have no idea.
Oh, I can't remember. She was married to Australian singer Peter Andre.
Mm.
Yeah. That's so... I remember her and Peter Andre released an album, or they released a song. They released a cover of A Whole New World from the film Aladdin when I was in high school. And I'm telling you.
That one? Is that the one that's really funny?
She can't sing.
I've had fun listening to that, because it's like, There's like so there's one where it's like the edit, you can listen to like the edited version, and then there's the live.
It's
And
not good.
it's like he sounds like he sounds like he's like not the best singer, but still kind of trying, or like just sort of just holding it together, and then and then you hear her and it's like
He cannot sing. He can sing, I think. He used to be able to sing. I don't know. Oh, look, I was never a Peter Andre fan. He was pretty big in the 90s. Molly Meldrum loved him and pretty much got him super famous. I think he's pretty big in the UK, but they like pretty cheesy, gaudy
He's
things.
very attractive, wasn't he?
Ugh, gross. Not my type. But anyway, they were married for a while, and I think they've divorced now and whatever. You got Katie Price as the head of that team, and to her left, no, to her right, sorry, our left, her right, yes. Kathy Bates, that's Bag of Chips. You got Pangina as Mariah, and then you have Jujubee as Cher. I was hoping the fact that Mariah and Cher were standing next to each other that there was going to be some discussion and
Yeah,
chat.
I would have thought they would like, yeah, they'd do some bounce something off one another.
I thought they could play with each other and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, they didn't do anything. Yeah. Did you agree with Pangina's choice in team? 'Cause she got to choose her team.
I mean, in hindsight, the team she should have picked, it should have been Bagger and Blue. But I can see why she picked the team that she did because Jujubee is always strong just for being Jujubee. And Bagger is, you know, smashed her snatch game.
Yeah. It's a hard one actually. I feel like I wouldn't even want to choose my team. So I'm like, it can go either way. It's like if you're in a bad team and there's nothing to bounce off, it
Yeah,
might
I don't
not
know.
be the best. But at the same time, if you're in a bad team but you were really good at it, you can be the standout of that team. Like, which I think that's what happened with Blue. Although I'm jumping ahead there, but I think Blue was overlooked a little bit.
Yeah, I think so too. I think she's one of these queens that I think age stands in the way where people go, well, you're just young. And I know what that's like, you know,
Yeah.
I'm in my 30s now, so people take you a little bit more seriously. But I think it still happens when you have people that are senior to you. It could even be like, you know, just 5 years. Someone can really look down on you. And I've been guilty of that too, where, you know, I've had to work with people that are like 4 or 5 years younger. And I'm just like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Saying that too, she's never really been like known for her comedy anyway though, actually. She's known for her runways.
But she did
It's
really
like
well in her snatch game too.
she did, I think. Yeah, she was like, yeah, she did well. So she didn't win, but yeah, she did well.
So what did you have any moments that you really enjoyed in this game, or like was there anything that really stood out to you?
Yeah, loved all the baggers bits. They were fun.
Bagger was, yeah, you she was gonna win.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious straight away. She just held the character so well. Even with just every time she'd be like, "I'm your biggest fan."
I really felt for Mo in this because you could tell that when she was on, so as in when Rue was talking to her, she turned on her Billy Porter and everyone enjoyed it. But besides that, she was patiently waiting to be turned back on again. You know what I mean? She was on standby and not living the stick, and I like living the shtick rather. And I think potentially that the problem may have been she's like, I don't know if this is working.
Yeah, that like, yeah, well, I wonder too. Like, maybe she just didn't have enough material in her head as well. Like, she kind of knew how to turn she tur knew how to turn the character on when those movements were there, but she didn't really have enough material to banter or add in, especially since she just changed to it last minute. And I don't, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know what I'd do for Billy Porter. Like he, yeah, it's like he isn't necessarily funny funny either. Well, actually, I don't know Billy's pronouns. Actually, I shouldn't say that. But yeah, Billy isn't necessarily like funny funny. Like Billy's just a very extroverted character person. A very flamboyant person. Actually, that's probably the good way to describe it.
I think Pangina actually started off quite strong at first.
Me too. I think she had a good start.
Like when the lambs are doing well, how are they cooked? I think it was more so as the game progressed and she'd run out of content.
Yeah, me too. I think she just ran out of content. It was a shame. She looked so good, and yeah, she was getting the mannerisms down really well. Like she probably has done like the best Mariah that we've seen so far, but yeah, it's just a hard character, I think.
GGB was stupid.
Yeah, I actually enjoyed it. It was funny.
I thought it was lazy. I just thought it was really lazy.
It was like it could have been better, but she was funny. It wasn't the worst on them.
Yeah, I really didn't enjoy it.
Janie was the bottom.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't good. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I just don't care about him. Every time he like pops up on like YouTube or something, because every now and then I'll be trying to look at something on YouTube and then he just pops up and he starts talking. I'm just like, oh my God, he's got the most annoying. I just find him annoying.
I feel like from what I can remember of the controversies, if I even, I don't even know how much I even read into them. It was mostly just those types of ones where, like, I don't know, people hate for it, and then he apologizes, but sort of does it in a snarky way, and then people are like, it wasn't genuine, and then it's just this back and forth of
Petty
that.
shit. Okay, so what I found was a lot worse than
Yeah.
what people are banging on about. If you're not
Yeah,
sorry, you're not
probably.
sorry. Like, who gives a shit? Like,
And then
I
most
was.
people just being like, I hate him, basically.
Yeah. Oh my
Just
God. I won't go into too much detail because I've already talked to you about this already, but I've had someone say to me, oh my God, I'm so. Look, I'll get him to apologize. And I'm like, if he's not sorry, I don't want the apology. Right? Why are you all, fucking sensitive, being like, oh, it wasn't genuine? Well, don't, I mean, what did you want? Did you want him to say, I'm sorry, and not mean it, or say nothing at all? What did you want?
Yeah.
Hate that whole, like, I've heard, people say it to their kids, when you apologize, apologize like you mean it. Well, do they mean it or not?
It's the part of the whole cancel culture thing that gets, which is funny, we'll get to bring that up again later. But it's the part of the cancel culture thing that's a bit that is stupid. Is kind of stupid, is where like people do make the apologies and then people just go like, oh, we don't really, yeah, you know, we didn't think that apology was genuine. And it's just sort of like, I mean, what else are they supposed to do? Like
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's
like
just
what's next? Do you want them to hire a publicist to tell them how to write the apology? Like if you don't accept the apology, then just don't view their stuff and don't comment on their stuff. Just stop watching.
it's up to
Like,
you as the audience member. Yeah, look, I think it's up to you as, somebody like as an observer. It's really up to you whether or not you choose to cancel that person from your life. Like Michael Jackson, for example. I loved Michael Jackson's music. Massive fan. Loved him. Watch the Leaving Neverland documentary. And I'm like, you know what? I don't feel comfortable listening to his music. I don't feel comfortable having his memorabilia in my house. That's just me. So I don't like even as far as at the wedding, the our DJ was like, okay, so the typical like I'm like, you are not to play any Michael Jackson. That's just me, so like
yeah.
obviously that's a lot more extreme than this example, but it's kind of like that. That's my choice that I've made that choice. It's not really my position to then just try and get every radio station to stop playing him.
Yeah, it's like you don't then need to go comment on everything out there on that person. Like it's yeah.
I think the example I gave isn't that great now that I'm thinking about it. But I guess like if you don't like something that someone does, actually probably Marilyn Manson's a good example. Loved Marilyn Manson, and you know, as time has gone on, all these things have sort of come out. And it's like, yeah, well, I've made that choice that I don't like him for whatever reason. There's certain like celebrities or artists or whatever, they've said things on social media. And I'm like, well, that's my choice, that I just don't like them. But, you know, if that person apologizes or whatever, I don't think it's really your, I think what I'm getting at, I don't think it's up to the public to really push somebody to apologize and fit into this perfect mold, because not everyone is perfect. And let's face it, everyone's assholes to an extent. So if you don't like the person or the content or whatever, I don't think you should be getting precious about them, their apology not being genuine. Because if they don't mean it, I mean, I kind of see it this way. If they did something and they were genuinely, if they were genuinely sorry for what they did, they would have said something about it without a prompt. Yeah. They don't need you to tell them that what they did was wrong and then you to dictate how they should apologize.
Yeah. Plus it then gets to the point of like, no matter what apology someone does, it's never going to be good enough. And it's not really fair. That anyway, it's like an unlivable, it's turning society into an unlivable thing where no one can make mistakes anymore. The mistakes are always going to happen.
Yeah. Are you sorry? Like, is that person sorry because they're genuinely sorry, or are they sorry because they got caught? The whole sorry because I got caught thing, I hate that. I'm like, well, why make the person apologize?
Yeah. Or that, like, you're just apologizing so we forgive you. Like,
that, I think that's what I'm trying to get at. I didn't articulate it very, very well. But
it's like it becomes like primary school apologizing well, where it's like you were just told to apologize and you're like
yeah, well, it's that, you know, I was reading a parenting book a little while ago and, you know, it talks about apologies and making kids accountable for their actions. And one of the things that they talk about is you should never, if a child, say, for example, you know, you have two children, one of the children smacks the other kid, right?
Yeah.
The old school way is you pull that kid that smacked the other kid and say, you apologize for that. And then the kid says, sorry, but they don't really know what, but then you have this mentality where you have people, you know, just doing shit and then they apologize and it kind of makes it okay for the shitty thing that they just did. But now the new school method, which I agree with, is the whole, you know, okay, so this thing happened and as a result of this thing happening, this person is made to feel this way and this impacts them because of blah, blah, blah. What do you think about that? Do you think you could have, you know, was there anything that you wish you could have changed about that, and actually get the child to think about it, like the way, like think about what they did and then come to the conclusion as to whether or not they may not be able to answer you right then and there. They might need a couple of minutes in the corner to think about it, but you know, you need to give them context. You can't just be like, oh, you need to apologize.
Yeah. At the very least being like, do you understand why that was wrong? Or do you, would you want them to do that to you?
You, exactly. Yeah.
That's what I use at work most of the time nowadays is I'm like, it would, yeah, either in regards to how I'm treated or how they treat another client, I'm like, would you like it if I did that to you?
Yeah, it's all about putting yourself into that, you know, other person's position. I think the whole, you know, the cancel culture, some of it works, but a lot of it doesn't. And a lot of it is, it doesn't actually, you know, make people accountable for what they did. It's just articulating how we want to be apologized to, which is really, but also it's not giving people the platform to actually recognize when they have done the wrong thing for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, back to the game. I guess that kind of covers the whole, you know, cancelled culture discussion. But
yeah, we can probably gloss over that now. But yeah.
Yeah. But in terms of the game, Blue, she was actually quite funny. It did and start getting stale.
She made a smart move.
Yeah, when she changed to Dr. Evil, I think that's what it needed because it was starting to get a little bit stale, and I think she knew that.
That was killer as well. Like, as Dr. Evil, she like, yeah, she slaughtered that part.
Yeah, I actually think she was my favorite from that point.
Yeah, I think like as Dr. Evil, she had so much more material to work with as well. Then it was like, okay, wow, that was good.
Mm. I just thought that
then too. Then too, I was like, oh yeah, there's so much funny material with Dr. Evil.
Yeah, and she was playing with Michelle really well as Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
That character fits a lot better in that dynamic, but you can't do that character without Austin Powers. Like, you need both of them. So I think it was a good move for her to monitor when it was getting stale and going, okay, I'm used up all the material and now I can flip out of it. But that's a good character flip, because sometimes you have some queen. The first queen that did it on Drag Race was Bob, as in flipping characters. But you need to have a character that has a great juxtaposition to the other. You can't just have another similar characters. You have some other people that try and flip characters and it's just not as successful.
Yeah. Yeah, the only other thing was just Chad Michaels with all the different wigs.
Oh, yeah. But I think that's Cher.
So that was Cher, though, yeah.
Coming out of the game, who do you think is in the bottom? Who do you think is in the top?
Immediately it was like Blue and Bagger of one for sure.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, and then I thought Janie in the bottom. Janie and Pangina, I thought bottoms.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah, and then the others I wasn't really sure.
I was hoping that they threw GGB in the bottom as well. Just because I'm like, I did enjoy it, but that's just me.
I thought that Juju would probably be safe, but then I wasn't sure with Mo, because I didn't really remember her getting as much screen time by the end of it.
Hmm.
So, but yeah. But yeah, I guess we didn't know what they were gonna do.
Yeah.
There was neither Alan nor Graham.
Yeah, we got all the ladies in the house, which I thought was nice.
Yeah.
The runway theme was Lady Luck.
Yes, that's right.
Right. Who were your favorite runways?
I need to look at them again now. That's right. My favorite, I do remember Mo. I liked Mo's.
Mo's was fun.
I liked Pangina and Janie's actually.
Oh really? Okay. I loved Pangina, and I loved Blue. I thought they were the best.
Yeah, Blues was good.
Juju's
was terrible.
That was lazy. It was so lazy. I don't understand. Look, she's had two opportunities. Look, okay. She loves Cats, not the musical. She's like me. Well, actually, no, not like me. I love my cats. Everyone likes the musical. I love cats, but I wouldn't call myself a cat lady. I just love my cat a lot.
Yes.
I'm more of a dog person, but I love my cat as much as I love my dog, because I, in my opinion, have the coolest cat ever. But she is a self-professed cat lover. She has had two opportunities this season, back-to-back, to pay homage to cats on the runway, and she has failed 2 weeks in a row. this
like,
dress
what would
was
she have?
so lazy.
What would she have done as a cat this time, though?
Do you know the reference?
I actually didn't.
Okay, I'm gonna look it up and you'll be like, oh. Okay. So I see that you see them a lot when you go to Chinese restaurants, and they'll have them with the arm that goes up and down.
How did they know?
Because she did this.
Okay.
Because that's what they do. They're the golden green ones, not the one I just sent you. They're the golden green ones. I found one. I can send it to you. The
Yeah, I think I've seen them actually.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and they
I remember
they
being
call them the
visible.
beckoning cat, and the arm goes up, well, the paw goes up and down. It was very lazy. Because all she
Yeah.
needed, if she put on like cat whiskers and cat ears, would have been done. They would have known what it was. Or
Yeah.
yeah, but the fact that when she had to do the arm, and they're like, oh, that was lazy to me. And Pangina once again smashes the runway.
Yeah, I mean, I liked both Pangina and Janie's sort of game, what would you call it? Casino. Yeah, casino
Roulette
vibe.
table.
Yeah,
Was it a
casino
roulette
vibe.
table? I can't remember. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so Janie's was roulette table and Pangina was a slot machine.
It's funny. Pangina came out and then Aiden goes, that's lazy. She's just got a machine hanging off her. I'm like, okay.
Well, the production value of that was intense.
Was just like, oh, okay.
Plus, I like the what she wore with it as well. What she wore with it was very good. It was like half a coat, half like a gown, half like a gown. So if anything, she was doing both. Like, I don't know, like you could interpret a lot just from the outfit she had around it as well. Like you could say like she's one of the, I don't know, the ladies that works in the casino, or as at the same time as one of the like owners, or like sort of a magician person that works there as well or something. I don't know.
Who did you think was the worst runway?
Yeah, Juju, for sure.
Juju and Bagger were bad. Bagger was bad.
Baggers was, I think it was lazy as well.
It was ugly.
It wasn't great, but it did at least wasn't as difficult to interpret as Juju's.
Juju's could have gone over the line if she'd had, as I said, just ears, whiskers, but she didn't.
Yeah, as baggers, you knew, you at least knew what baggers was. It
Yeah.
was lazy though.
Do you agree
That
with
being said, she's looked worse. She has looked, Becca has looked worse this competition, so give her that.
the judges' critiques? I have opinions.
I'm actually forgetting which, what their critiques were.
Just who
I
was in the
agreed with
bottom,
their
who was in
top.
the top, who was good, who was bad.
I agreed with their top critiques. Like for Blue and Bagger, I agreed. I'm trying to think.
I say
Did they
something
give?
about one of the
Did
guest
they?
judges?
Yes.
Michelle Keegan, waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I don't know what the others are saying and where they're coming from, but I just think you are fabulous. Okay, Captain PC. Fucking, do you want to give them all a participation badge? Everyone stays. Everyone gets a participation ribbon.
I have to wonder, maybe Alan was busy or
What the
something, and they
fuck?
just.
Was he, who the fuck was this bitch? Mate, you're meant to be a judge. Not a fucking pacifier.
I still like her better than Graham.
They didn't ask you which one is your favorite child. They're asking you if, like, the fuck is going on? It was fucked. looked, I was just like, you're the worst. It was just so, what was she doing? And watch, I'll say this and then people will be like, oh, but she's so lovely. Yeah, probably, but I didn't want that. I wanted a judge. I didn't want a nice person. If I wanted if I wanted to see a nice person, I would have invited her over for fucking dinner. I wanted a judge.
She needed to be at a viewing party, not a judging panel.
Mate. So boring.
I wonder if outside of the series, I'd love it if like outside of the series she watches and like, these queens are stupid.
That's what I was going to say. You know what this reminds me of? When we had to pick our like gelato flavors for the gelato that we hired for the wedding, I made the mistake, and I don't care if they hear this. I don't care. So whoever edits this episode, I don't care. I made the mistake, and yes, I'm calling it a mistake. I made a mistake of inviting my future in-laws to taste the gelato. And you know what happened? My mother-in-law, God love her, love you, Liz. I gave her, there's this flavor that I love, and it's like charcoal and coconut. I know that's not everyone's thing, but I love it. It's my favorite. And I asked her to taste it. I said, what do you think? She was, yeah, that's nice. And you know what happened? As soon as I turned my head, she spat it out and said she didn't like it, but didn't want to tell me. And I said to her, I'm like, you're here to help me pick flavors. If you don't like it, you need to tell me. She goes, no, it's fine. And then she's shaking her head going, no. I'm like, I regret this decision. So we didn't pick our flavors that day. I took new people. We picked another time. It's like, I can't trust your opinion. That's what this reminded me of. Don't tell me you like it, yeah, if you don't. I'm asking, I'm not, you're not going to hurt my feelings. Just, do you like it or not? Just, I have zero patience for this. I hate it. I just, it grinds my gears. So when she's like, I don't know what they're talking about. I think you were just fabulous. I'm like, this bitch wants gay friends. So she's using words like fabulous and doesn't want to hurt their feelings. You know what this is? She's the type of person that would go to a drag queen and say, you look better than what I do. Of course they do, Michelle. She didn't ask anyone's opinion of how you look before you left. By the way, she looks beautiful and fine. I'm just...
Your makeup, you do better makeup better than I do.
You just look better than what I do. Of course they do! That's why this bitch is paid $2,000 to turn up to the gig and you're not, Michelle, because she looks better than you. This bitch is walking around being like, everyone just said, oh, you know, just a bit of gloss. Because she's lived a life where people are too concerned to give a real opinion. So she doesn't have an opinion. I just think it was lovely. Fucking Michelle Keegan. I'm saying this, I actually have no idea who she is.
Me too. I don't know anything about her.
I just think you all did very well. Oh, fucking, this isn't Little League Soccer. So
maybe we need to Google her. Can you imagine if we Google her and it comes up with like National Ambassador for Helping the Homeless? Like,
I hope not. I'm Googling it now.
It'll come up like the face of like all the good charities out there.
I've just Googled her. She's an English actress and she's on a soap opera. She's on she was on Coronation Street.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah. Actresses aren't people.
I didn't say that. These hateful gays said that.
They're aliens, you know.
Yeah. That just did my head in. I don't appreciate when you ask for somebody's opinion and they just don't have one. That really kills me. I'm just like, what do you reckon? Do you like it or not? You can tell me if you don't like it. Because I'm literally asking you, do you like it? I'm not, you're not in a situation where you have to be obliged to say, oh, wow, you're such a wonderful cook. Even though when you're not. Clara Amfo can stay. That's the other guest judge. She can stay.
Yes.
Michelle Keegan, cool. In the bin. So anyway, moving on. Where do you go from there?
So I guess then we get to...
We have our tops. We have Bagger and Blue. They're in the top. Everyone is in the bottom. Yes. Is that right? Everyone was in the bottom?
Yeah, that's what they did this time.
Yeah, everyone's in the bottom and interesting discussions.
Mm. Yeah, then it's like, how are they going to judge it?
I thought, I will say this, Janie JK is always a realist.
Yeah.
She said straight up, she's like, well, I think I was the worst.
Yeah, she didn't really like... try to sugarcoat herself this time. I feel like in week, maybe she's just learning from week one, because in the, like, after that first elimination, like in episode two when she was telling off Jimbo, they all kind of schooled her for that. So I wonder if she's just kind of gone like, yeah, I'm not gonna I don't know. I'm not going to play up anything anymore.
Yeah, well, I think...
be real about it.
I really like her as a person. How she's just like, you know, I don't want to go home. She's like, I respect your decision. It's a difficult decision that you have to make. I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus. It's really up to you. I don't think I deserve to go home, but I don't think I was the best either. So...
Yeah. I like her too. I think she's... Yeah, she seems like a really cool person.
I think I'd be, you know, I think that's the best way to be, because I don't think it's like, I don't like when some of the queens go, oh, but you should be begging me. And I'm like, well, if you weren't the best, then why would you? I had the feeling when Pangina was talking to Blue, I didn't think Blue was going to send Pangina home.
Yeah, it was interesting.
She made a comment about saying, I could easily send you home because you're competition, but I want to be up there with the best. I just don't think that's something I want to do.
Yeah, I immediately thought Bagger would want to send Pangina home, but I didn't think, yeah, I wasn't swaying to Blue doing that.
No, I thought Blue was going to pick GGB.
I thought she would be more likely to pick Janie.
Well, I guess for me, I would be torn between Janie and GGB purely because Janie's been in the bottom twice, but she's also been in the top twice. GGB has never won a challenge and she's always just been lackluster in the competition as a whole and not good. So that's where I think I would be swaying more towards GGB, because I'd be saying, look, I just don't think it's fair, because on paper, this person has actually performed better than you overall.
I'd be thinking the same way as well, but yeah. But yeah, from how they were talking, I thought... They were kind of being like, Pangina and Janie are the bottom two, so they were kind of leaning on them.
I really appreciate, as much as Bagger has really pissed me off this season, I really appreciate that when Mo went over to sit with to talk to Bagger, Bagger said, look, I'm gonna cut the shit, I'm not sending you home.
Yeah, Yeah, she was very straight up with her.
Yeah. I think it's admirable because, you know, I don't know if maybe there were two versions of the conversation that they filmed. You never know, because producers may have, like...
It seems like they really like Mo at this point.
Yeah. Well, I think Bagger was just like, you know... You could, yeah, because how could you? I mean, she's not a threat. I think in my mind, a lot of them are threats except for Juju Bay.
Yeah.
Not that GGB's not good. I just think she's been very lazy.
Well, it's just what she's given us hasn't been
threat
material so far. Yeah. Mm. Whereas, Mo's brought it this whole time. She just hasn't won yet.
Mm. So who do you think, without talking about what actually happens at the end of the episode, who do you think ultimately is, whose lipsticks are getting picked up? And who's picking them up?
Yeah, I was like, I was certain Bagger would pick Pangina. Like, it was pretty obvious, especially when she was like not sold by her conversation with her as well.
Mm.
It was like, yeah, she's definitely picking Pangina. Mm. But Blue, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I did have an overall... I hadn't seen a spoiler for this episode, but I had a feeling. I was like... Yeah, I was like, I think something's coming.
I thought it would have been Juju. I was like, Juju or Janie? I was like, surely it's time.
I don't know. I was kind of like... I mean, plus we've got to know that the producers are behind them with guns. Being like... Don't you dare touch Juju's fucking lipstick.
You touch fucking Juju's biscuit. Biscuit? Don't touch her. Don't touch her biscuit.
She is going to be in top three every fucking time she competes in this competition.
Because she's lovable and likable and admirable.
And lazy. America wants her.
We get to the lip sync, and what are we lip syncing to? Actually, I've just gone blank.
I've forgotten to.
Let It Go by Alexandra Burke. What the fuck is Bag of Chips wearing?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is she trying to, like, be Tina Turner?
I think that was my thought too. It was like, she was sort of giving us like Tina Turner with freckles.
I don't know what was going on. It was a fucking look.
It was so, yeah.
Like,
it was odd.
But the thing is, she put in boobs and thighs and then just didn't cinch or anything, so I was like, there is no illusion happening here. This is a dude just having a good time.
I mean, for all you know, she is cinched as well. She just, it's very Bagger to like to be cinched but still have no silhouette.
Oh, I don't know. But yeah, and Blue just looked so good.
Yeah. I mean, you could, yeah. It was... I mean, Becca hasn't done that bad in... She didn't do that bad in her lip sync in UK season one, but I had a...
You get a free pass with that, though, because do you remember the song she lip synced to?
It was Amy Winehouse, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she got a free pass with it. It's kind of like, you know, you give, like, if I go on a reality TV show or singing competition, they're like, oh, you've got to sing Tina Turner or Amy Winehouse or Led Zeppelin or Queen. I'm just like, oh, well, you've just given me the medal. You know what I mean? So I think that was a bit of a free pass.
Yeah, it's one of those, it was one of those ones that they set up. They always do. There's always songs that they know the queens do regularly or that's in their repertoire.
Or they really admire the
Like
artist or whatever. No matter what you do, they're always going to smash it.
Monet Exchange doing Nicki Minaj. Like she was apparently well known for doing that lip sync song before that. As iconic as that's as it was, I mean it was an amazing performance, but she was actually already well known for doing it. It was like super set up.
Anyway, Bag is fucking knackered. I think she knew she wasn't gonna win.
Yeah.
But she looks devo, and I think because she really wanted to, get vengeance,
Avenge Jimbo.
avenge Jimbo. And then the moment happens, I was shocked because I, with the way that she was setting it up, where she's like, I really admire this person. I thought she was talking about Jujubee because Jujubee's been around for so long. I didn't think it was going to be Pangaea.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock. Yeah. And then this it was a little devastating.
A little,
This.
I think this was the saddest elimination that's ever happened in all of Drag Race ever.
Actually felt a bit bad for I felt a bit bad for Blue then, 'cause I think like she was playing the competition, but then she was like, "Oh shit, I didn't expect that reaction." Like it was like she seemed a bit shocked in that moment. I guess you would be. But yeah, I felt, I mean, and obviously I felt so bad for Pangina. Like.
Oh my God, I it was really, really shocking. Just the reaction, but yeah, I think it was so vocal, and I think it's a cultural, I think
It is that,
like,
yeah, it is that. Yeah, like she just felt like she was representing all of Thailand and history. And Thailand doesn't really have much other representation on the show other than their own franchise.
I was so devastated. And you could tell everyone else was as well. It was just, and I did feel for Blue as well because she was sort of like, it's just the competition and this is just, but I think she regretted it immediately.
Yeah,
Like
or at
you could
least in that
tell she was
moment.
so shaken by it.
Yeah. Yeah, at least from the reaction she got there, yeah. But yeah. I mean she couldn't know she was gonna react like that.
No. Oh, when RuPaul at the end was like, well, if you can't love yourself and you can still hear Pangina just wailing in the background, I'm just like, that's not appropriate.
People have a lot of theories on that. Yeah, I think that I don't know what I believe with that.
Do you reckon they edited the sound in?
People think that they reckon they looped it so it was a little worse, which they could be right. I don't know.
No, but they did sort of comment that it was all very that everyone was sort of agreeing that it was quite traumatic because yeah, Blue was still standing there just shaking. You could see her visibly shaking.
Yeah.
The only person that actually strutted off was Joni Jacquet.
Yeah, I remember noticing that. Just the only one
Yeah, and all the others were
strutting.
just like, okay, let's get off. Yes, the music's playing and we are out of here. All right, let's go. Okay.
Let's leave, guys. Let's
Let's go.
go.
But yeah, that's the episode, I guess.
Yeah, you're sad to see Pangina go.
I'm gonna say this. I'm not excited for look, I want Blue to win now because I think she's the best performer out of all of them
I was
going
thinking the
forward.
same, actually, yeah. I was kind of rooting for Blue the most.
I think this season is now going to be very boring. I'm looking forward to more lackluster. GGB better do something soon.
Yes.
Because because right now it's all very just distressing.
Some people think it's strategy that Juju's just like been lazy this whole time.
I think she's just riding on the idea that she's always going to be, you know, successful. And you can't really do that. You can't really rest on something that isn't guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know for sure, but
I don't know. It's just very,
I would say too, I mean, Pedestrian is kind of her drag style as well, but yeah, she's given more before, so I don't know. But
yeah.
She is an interesting kind of queen too, because she's like, she's not officially a comedy queen or a comedian. She's just has a natural charisma that sometimes translates into very funny.
Yeah.
Except for reading. I feel like reading, she's a very solid reader. But
I think she's naturally a very funny person. She's not a funny ha-ha person. She's just...
Yeah, she's not a comedian, but she is naturally funny. So sometimes that when she gets it right, she gets it very right. But it's not always a guarantee win.
Agree. Sorry, I thought the dog stopped breathing. She's breathing. She's fine. I just looked over and she was like, and then I looked for a minute and I'm like, but then she was like, I think she's dreaming. Well, anyway, distressing episode.
Yeah.
I look forward to watching the next episode where Bagger will start crying because she won't be the one that got to eliminate her. I'm assuming that's what happens.
Well, haven't you watched?
I'm speaking on it on behalf of our, you know, podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
As if it had not come out already.
Yes, correct. Anyway.
Yes. Although we're almost caught up now.
Yeah, we've only got one episode to go. So did we still want to do that tomorrow?
Yeah, I think I can.
If not, we can do next week. I was more so concerned because we needed to get like caught up with the other ones that we hadn't done.
Yeah.
I will edit the one from yesterday. I'll see how I go for this one. I think I should be okay to do this one too, but if I'm running out of time, I'll let you know. Anyway,
yeah.
So I think I was mainly concerned because I fell behind a bit with work and it kind of just happened all of a sudden, if that makes any sense. But now I've caught up on everything today, pretty much. Tomorrow I'm not going to be able to do any editing at all. I think I'm going to try and edit today if I can. I've just got to quickly duck up the shop before this storm comes around. But anyway, yeah. But I should be okay to do the other two. Thanks for doing the other one.
Yeah, sorry I left it for a bit. I think I
no,
thought
no,
I
that's
had
all right. Well, I don't see the point in releasing that one until we do the other ones, just because we were quite behind. So we'll just dump them all in one go and it should be okay.
Yeah.
But I think if we can, what time do we want to, I should be finished work right on. So hang on, let me check my calendar tomorrow. I think it's better if we can do it tomorrow. So then we can do them all in one go. So this one's early, even though the other ones are late.
I think I finish work at 2.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Okay. I can start recording at 3 because my manager's back in the office tomorrow, so I can't be sneaky. But I can start right on 3. I've got physio at 5. So if we can try and do similar to what we did today, just jump straight into it, then we should be good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's leave it there.
Okay.
Good chat, Sean.
Good chat, Melanie.
You see that?
The filter.
Oh, look. So
gross. Do it. Yeah, there they are.
Yeah. I haven't had to do my eyebrows because they got tinted the other day.
I forget my filter's on. I think I've only got the eyebrow one on now.
I just got the lip one. Yeah. All right. Well, I will chat to you tomorrow.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.